It's a crucial time for the Aussies, and the team that bats first has an enormous record in the Ashes, and we're lucky enough to be going exclusively to a true expert in the world of cricket and all things in sport and life, particularly hobnobbing. He's only had 2 days on the ground over there to hobnob, but he joins us. Michael Slater, good morning.
Good morning, guys. No hobnobbing, just yet. I'll paint the picture. I'm down in this beautiful canal scene in Birmingham. It doesn't actually look like Birmingham, to be honest with you. Restaurants, I'm on my second pint. Mark Taylor's just walked in. Guess where Tubby's been? Hobnobbing. He does. Mark Taylor, Jiu-Jitsu, Mr. Jiu-Jitsu, hobnobbing again.
How warm's the beer that you're drinking right now?
It's a Heineken, and it's very cold.
Oh.
In fact, Webby, I can't believe it, because they don't do cold beer over here, but it's nice. It's good.
I'll only have two.
Big game early night. So
yeah.
I'll only have two, and then there'll be sparkling mineral water after this.
There is a game that breaks out tonight. It is the third test match, 1-1. It's exciting times, but can you give us an update on the weather? Because it's a bit dire for day one. Is it better or worse?
Look, I think that the last changed three times today, the forecast tomorrow, and I think they're saying there might be rain at some stage, but I don't think it'll be too different to today, where we had rain this morning, cleared, the Aussies trains went down to the Edgbaston ground, which has changed a bit since I was last year, actually. And, so they got a full session in. The fast bowlers weren't there, only the batsmen, and it's rained about half an hour ago, and it's cleared again. So it might be a bit of the same for day one, but we will get play, and I think it'll be a token toss, to be honest with you. There was a lot of grass and a bit of a green tinge today, but I think the Aussies want to bat, and I think England want to bowl. So I think you might see, whichever way the toss goes, Australia batting and trying to score plenty.
Now, that Australian team's not going to have Brad Haddin in it. Ricky Ponting's come out pretty strong in the Australian in today's paper, Slats, and said Haddin's our heart and soul. He should not be dropped. We talked about it on the show yesterday. I don't think he should have been dropped either. What's your view on it over there, and what's been the reaction from the Poms?
Yeah, look, I think the Poms will be happy with that. Not really hearing much out of their camp, but I mean, I think Haddin has been a mainstay he's been around the system for 15 years. So, look, I think it's tough. We know it was very personal, the reason he didn't play at Lord's. What I'm hearing is that there's been a bit of a concern over his batting and the lack of form, averaging sort of low 20s for a long time. And I suppose that drop catch in Cardiff hasn't helped things either. They were very happy with what Peter Neville did in that second test match. And they've continued with that. They think, you know, through unfortunate circumstances, he debuts, he just does a good job, and they're going to sort of roll with Peter Neville. But I think it's harsh on Haddin, I really do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You're exactly right. Michael Clarke will wear a new form of helmet, mate, with those sort of honeycombed inserts at the back.
And saw him today, TK. We were off watching the Aussies train, and Clarkey, who apparently is just batting and batting and batting in the nets. I mean, he batted for 20 minutes before we arrived, and we'd been there 45 minutes, and he was still batting.
Wow.
And then he sauntered across, had to walk past, so we had a good catch-up, and he had the helmet. He started talking about the helmet. The first time I got up close and personal with that sort of honeycomb protection at the back, which is really, it's strong material. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's sort of got foam in between. And it felt fine, but it's a heavy helmet. And that's what he was saying, that it's so hard to get used to. The grill in the front is different as well. So you sort of see it in your vision. It's taken him a long time to sort of get used to it. But he said that in the last couple of weeks, and I think on the back of Chris Rogers being hit twice, once in the West Indies, and then at Lord's, he's seen both of those situations. He was doing something on the net the other day, and he came across the Philip Hughes incident again, and he watched it again, he said, and there was one more, and I forget who he mentioned, but he said after seeing them, there's enough happening at the moment to say, get with a new helmet, because there's too many guys getting hit at the moment. So that's what's happened. And so he's going with that. And as I say, it's very heavy. It's a lot different to what he's used to. But he's batting the house down, and he's sort of trying to put in quantity. Let's hope the quality's there when he bats.
On that note, what about Chris Rogers? There's been so much talk about what you know, his health in the lead up to the third test. He's very important in those conditions for Australia, as we all know. How's he going to be, Slats, going into the game?
Mate, I think he'll be fine. He's obviously playing. We saw him when we left. He was running around having a field, and so he was, you know, was putting in with Darren Lean, hitting a few sort of long balls and all the rest of it. So, well, he's geared up. He has admitted that he thought it was probably the end of his career when he got hit at Lord's and then had that dizzy spell. So the last couple of weeks of, well, the last 10 days have worked in his favour. But I don't know, it's human nature, mate. You get a couple of big hits and you're conscious of it and you're waiting for the short ball, you want to play it better. And if you're batting with that sort of mindset, not just being free of mind watching the ball, it can be, you know, it can slow you down at the crease. So it's a difficult predicament, but I suppose he knows the conditions. He's performed so well, hasn't he, him and Steve Smith. So, hopefully all will be well. I think he is an important player, particularly if the ball's doing something tomorrow.
Slats, I know you're a beer man, but they had the cannabis lights out there trying to get the grass to grow. Phil Tufnell would have been out there nice and quick.
Well, yes, exactly right, mate. They're calling it the hydroponic 22 yards, but it is grassy. I took a photo or two and put it on Twitter, and the close-up, you can sort of see a green tinge. But while I was there, or after I took the photo, the grounds was out there shaving the top layer off, and they were sort of scrubbing it a little bit like they did at Lord's. So they sort of scrub it, and then they take the top off, and it was at 8 mil, which apparently, when it comes to pitches, Lord's was 3 mil. So 5 mil longer. Jeez. And should do a bit. It should do a bit. So maybe Trevor Bayliss sort of coming out saying there needs to be a bit of life in the pitch to help our bowlers. It might work for Australia as well. But if England bowl, they need the ball to move around, and it'll be tough going. I think the word on the street is that Australia smashed them at Lord's to a point where their batsmen are really fearing the likes of Mitchell Johnson and Stark and Hazelwood. So, look, I think big advantage Australia.
In some respects, the Poms got lucky because that that British MP sort of dragged them out of the spotlight for a couple of days.
What about him?
That story's gone mad now. But what's the feeling in the with the Poms? Like, I loved how after all the backslapping after the first test, you know, they've gone into all this introspection and criticism of each other and whether KP should come back. Is Bairstow the right decision?
Yeah, although when you look at his stats, if you break his stats down, he hasn't done a hell of a lot at this top level. So, look, they're going with form. He's been playing particularly well. And, you know, it's probably not a bad selection to get a guy in form because there was definitely some issues that life is still a problem, TK. I know that we've been sort of looking at him saying, well, when's he going to do something?
Yep.
But they've shuffled it around. So Bells are free. This is a career opportunity for him. He's got to score runs, otherwise he might be playing in the next test match. You've got Joe Root coming up to four, Bairstow in. So they've changed things around. And our statistician, Max Krieger, has gone down with a ruptured Achilles tendon, which is so good.
That's a tough business,
while
that.
While he was at the doctor having the scan, Mark Wood, the fast bowler for England, was there as well, sort of getting that ankle checked out. So he's in doubt. So that would be a blow because I think if the ball moves around, he's got deceptive pace. But they've made changes. They needed to do something, England, and we'll see how they go. But I honestly just think that Lord's defeat is a hard one for them to come back from.
Slats, thanks very much for that insight. Slats, thanks very much for that insight, mate. We'll be watching the first ball on Gem tonight, by the way. Gem and hearing the dulcet tones of Michael Slater. Thanks, Slats.
Good on you. Great to chat, guys.
Get back to that beer, which would now be warm, no doubt about that, just like all the rest of them over there. England, $4.25 at tab.com.au. The draw, $3.50. The Aussies, $1.85. Nice and short.